The Tokyo Auto Show opens this weekend. In many ways, it's the premier showcase for new automotive technology in the world. But sales of Japanese cars are reaching a 20-year low, and the great Japanese companies are looking for cars that will capture more of the market. Ian Rowley is covering the Tokyo Auto Show for Business Week magazine and joins us from Tokyo. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
What have you seen that's blown your socks off?
Probably. It's a fairly easy. It's going to be the GTR from Nissan, their new supercar.
This is the big, powerful one?
Oh, this is it's very powerful. I think it's just about 190 miles an hour. 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. It's one heck of a car.
Now, at the other end, I gather there are several Japanese cars that have made real gains on fuel efficiency or even operating by electricity.
Yeah, some of the most interesting ones, I think, are the ones that are the kind of the electric vehicles that are run on lithium-ion batteries, sort of similar to the sort of things you might find in a laptop computer or a mobile phone.
I saw a picture of a car, sequence of a car that tucks into another car.
Oh, this is from Suzuki, yes. And the big one is actually not that big. And then they have these sort of, well, they're kind of like a glorified wheelchair that kind of pops out of the back.
Can you give us some insight as to some of the, what must be anxieties of these very talented engineers in the Japanese auto industry as they see competition from around the world? Not only have U.S. automakers maybe gotten a little bit better, but India is now entering the market.
Yeah, it's interesting because on the one hand, nearly all of the Japanese automakers are doing ridiculously well globally and fantastic sales and so forth. But one of the things that marks them out, and probably particularly Toyota, is they're very good at worrying about what other people are doing and using that to kind of drive themselves on. Although in India, they're actually quite strong, and particularly Suzuki, which controls about 50% of the Indian market. But the big thing that people are talking about in that kind of area is plans to make a car that costs as little as $3,000. And Nissan in particular, working with Renault, which is their partner, are desperately trying to get a $3,000 car in India by 2010, they're talking about.
Mr. Rowley, what have you seen that you'd like to bring home yourself?
Obviously, I'd quite like a GTR, but I think it's going to be about $70,000. That's probably a bit beyond my budget.
And then I noticed there's a car that has windows at your feet so you can watch the road, which cannot be recommended safety procedure.
I think this is more for the passenger. So one of the challenges for the designers here is to make cars that appeal to younger people and make them invest in new cars rather than, I don't know, getting a new mobile phone or a plasma screen TV. And those letting you watch the road while you whiz past is just one of the little gimmicks they're sort of thinking about.
Mr. Rowley, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ian Rowley of Business Week magazine, covering the Tokyo Auto Show. And this is NPR News.